Who held an emergency meeting of their homeowners association last night, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
And thank you for joining us, Ms. Dooley.
Thank you for having us.
What was this in response to?
We received word last night that the U.S. Census Bureau has concluded that by the year 2050, approximately half of the U.S. population will be minority or people of color, and the other half white. The news was caused, Phil, for a meeting for a twofold reason. The modern suburban community is a gated community. It is a gated community because people want more security in light of the world we live in sometimes. And people who do have a higher standard of living live in gated communities and will overreact perhaps to some news. For some reason, a great many European Americans or white Americans find this news, or will find this news, we're sure, a little jarring. And we wanted to give people a heads up in the Census Bureau findings and explain to them that it isn't a cause for alarm. And there are things they can do now, if they act now, so that they don't overreact.
Why does the news that half the U.S. population by 2050 will be minority, why would that news alarm, you're saying, mostly European Americans?
I don't know if it shouldn't. My husband and I guess you could say we're a little bit more with it in terms of racial acceptance. Steve and I get along with the people of color and Mexicans and whatever, and it doesn't bother us. But a lot of these homeowners that live here, and a lot of white Americans, are going to panic. In case there is confusion, all we're saying is our HOA is a resource for people to access if they're frightened, if they're confused, if they need to reach out and just talk to someone. Because in times like these, you need reassurance. So we have a 24-hour hotline that people can call and just, for no other reason, just calm their fears.
Well, you say you're going to have a meeting to address people's questions and fears. What do you think they fear by this U.S. population being 50% minority or people of color?
Well, first, white people will only... First thing we want to do, Phil, is say that when you say white people will only be 50% of the population, we're saying white people will still be 50%. It's very...
Yeah, but what are they fearing?
I don't know. A lot of these whites that we live with, as I said, Steve and I are very egalitarian. We have a Mark and Beth Cook are a black couple that we know from our kids' school, and we laugh and dance, and it's great. What I'm trying to do is not really answer the question, why are these whites afraid, but how can we reach out to them and they to us? How can they resource us? What can we do to address the immediate fears that they're going to have? And it's very probable that a majority ownership interest in American companies, et cetera, will still be white people. So
is that it? Are they afraid of the loss of political power?
I really don't know. As I said, Steve and I are very comfortable with colored people. We laugh and dance with a lot of them.
So you're going to reassure people that whites will still have the economic and political power, though the minority population is going to be greater.
That's number one, yeah, and that's important to people. If it isn't, I guess they won't care. That seems to be a concern. The other thing we're going to do, educate them as to what it means in most societies when people of color outnumber white people. I'll give you an example, Phil. In Mexico, the Mesquite Indian Mexican far outnumbers the Spanish Mexican of European descent, and yet the Spanish Mexican of European descent has the political power. And the same is true, for instance, in Liberia, where the descendants of American slaves, the more cream-colored ones, rule politically over the natives. So if people are concerned...
Well, that's a little racist, though, isn't it? To say...
Say what?
To say, well, don't worry, the whites are...
Phil, again, I have no problem. I'm just trying to immediately address the panic that might come of this.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley, we'll be hearing from Steve as well. He's the Vice President of the Homeowners Association. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to talk about this U.S. Census report, which is no really big shocking news, that 50% of the U.S. population will be minority in the year 2050. This according to a story by Gennaro Armas in the Associated Press. This homeowners association has held an emergency meeting to talk to the white people, and you're saying reassuring them. So you're having this meeting to calm them down and to put it into perspective, more or less.
Yeah, and then the next thing we have to do is to prepare for it.
What do you do to prepare as if it's some kind of a hurricane?
Again, Phil, I don't know what these people, what their problem is, but...
Are you white?
Yes. Yeah, my husband and I are both... I am originally of Italian descent, and my husband is German-Irish.
Okay, so what do you do to prepare white people for a time when minorities will be almost outnumbering them?
Well, what you do when you're in line for... You know, it's practical things. We try to role-play. What do you do when you're in line for a movie and you're the only white person in line?
Okay, so what is the advice?
You know what you do? You just say, it's fine. I'm the only white person, and it's fine. I'm the only white person in line, and I'm all right with that. If you're bothered, tell them, Steve, what you said.
Pull out a dollar bill. I'll say to pull out a dollar bill.
Pull out a dollar bill.
You pull out a dollar bill and what?
And you look at the face of that dollar bill. And you're looking right back into the face of the first president of our country. His face is on money. He's a white man. If that's the thing...
Can I ask you, what do you think about people who have a panic about the fact that in 50 years there's going to be more blacks or Mexicans or minorities? And my understanding of this story, it's really going to be the increase in population will really be among Hispanics and Asians. What do you think of people who worry about that, white people?
You know, Phil, it's a good question. I don't really judge. You know, I don't judge. Steve and I are egalitarian. Mark and Beth Cook are a black couple that we know. We laugh, we dance, and sing, and we don't have a problem. So I try not to judge. What I do try to do is say, hey, you know what? I'm white, and I can get through this through prayer. Keeping our heads about us, as Reggie Kipling said.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I'm going to get to a phone call here. Maya, go ahead. You're on a Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, Maya.
Hi, Phil. I'd like to address the caller.
Go right ahead.
I think even though she might not realize it, that she's being totally racist.
Mm-hmm.
And this fear of, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, okay, you don't have to be... It's distracting.
Mm-hmm.
About
I'm sorry, what am I doing?
The fear, whatever fear is happening is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And implying that the...
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
And it's
and we're
very...
But a lot of the white people want to prepare for it.
Prepare for what? Is it an invading army, a cancer?
No.
That's how you're implying it. Like, my race, I'm an African American. We were a minority in this country, and we've dealt with it. So are these people, they can only be in power?
Yeah.
They don't know how to exist any other way?
Well, you know what? I don't really know. I mean, Steve and I have a very dear friends, Mark and Beth Cook, who are black. And we dance and sing and have to have great fun with them. So, but you have to understand that when something like this happens, the first thing people want to do is have someone they can talk to. What do I do? How do I prepare?
I don't understand. What do they need to be prepared for?
Maybe that's what we need to... What do they need to be prepared for?
Well, it's a little jarring. I'll give you an example. We do some role-playing. Ordinarily, when you walk into a bank to speak to a loan officer, you're generally going to be speaking to a white woman in her mid-40s about your home loan. If the day comes when you walk into a bank and you're addressing, you know, a dark and very swarthy Mesquite Indian in a suit, you know, that can literally suck the oxygen right out of your blood. And
so basically what you're saying is you have to get them out of their institutionalized racist feelings. because that's
I'm
what
not,
it is.
I'm not familiar with that.
What no, you're saying
it means
you need to
people,
prepare the,
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm,
white
yeah.
people of this nation.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And look,
what
I really... Yeah.
No, what you're talking about is institutionalized racism. And this fear is... It's ridiculous.
Well, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What is a man supposed to do? We role play.
At, well, when you say you role play, what do you do? I mean, you're talking about your...
Well, what we do is, in classes of a lot of the homeowners, my husband, and we have some fun, Steve. He's got one of those stick-on mustaches, and he pretends he's the bank officer. And, hi, I'm here for a home loan. Oh, yes, ma'am, sit down. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're a Mexican. And we just go through that, and we work through it, you know? And
what's to work through? If you're talking money with a guy who knows money, and you're talking home loans, and you're talking, what's to work through?
It's jarring for a lot of these whites. I know. I think it's funny, too, you know? But I can't really get into the heads of people who will panic about this statistic, because Steve and I just roll with all that information. All I can do is help guide them to keep a level head. Don't worry. And again, remember, in most societies, even the white minority economically holds power.
Well, you know,
so
power structures have changed throughout the history of the world. And for you to say that, I can't even believe that you're saying that and telling people this in your class. What you're doing is perpetuating their racist feelings by saying that.
Well, how am I doing that? I don't get it.
You're saying, don't worry about it. White people are always going to be in control.
Yeah,
that's
the
saying.
Key. That's the key phrase, saying, well, even in societies where the minority outrules the white minority, the whites still have the, you used Mexico as an example.
Well, when you've got whites that are ready to go crazy, and are ready to swarm all over you and just go crazy on you.
What?
You know,
so what?
You're black.
Yes,
so
I am.
You know what it's like to be the only person at the party who looks
strange. Yeah, but I don't
strange.
Feel that
you know?
I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not afraid mm-hmm. that white people are in control. That's mm-hmm. been a condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point, mm-hmm. Egyptians ruled the world. You know,
no,
at one
I'm...
point, the Mongolians ruled the world. At
well,
this
I'm not
particular
familiar with
point
that.
In history,
mm-hmm.
you know, Caucasians are
well.
Now.
The Mongolians, there were more of them, but the whites were still president and that kind of thing. So
well, that's not what you say.
I'm not. I don't know about that.
When
but
the Mongolians
I'm telling you, with
ruled,
your class
white,
doing
the
not
lighter,
helping.
The lighter skinned Mongolians did, and that's
well. That okay. Look at Maya. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-86. Whoops, I said whoops because I turned my microphone off.
That might be a good idea, Phil. Steve was just...
I'm just kidding, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's nice. 1-800-449-8686. The U.S. Census Bureau says by the year 2050, 49.9% of the population will be mostly minorities, Asians, Hispanics, and black people. The Western States Homeowners Association, a predominantly white organization, has had emergency meetings to begin to prepare for this. Is this something that people, white people, need to prepare for? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. How are people across the country dealing with the news today from the U.S. Census Bureau that a majority of Americans in the year 2050 will be minority? They will be Asian. I guess they won't be minorities anymore.
You know, Steve was saying that. He said, how can you call them minorities when they're going to be the majority? And that's something that I think isn't fair. I think... you need to call them the majority if they're going to be the majority, you know? And no one's talking about that, and that is so very important to how we go. And
all right, I want to get to a call, but you mentioned something about the children.
Well, the children are the ones that are going to have to deal with this the most. They're the ones we can really help because they're the ones who are going to have to... It's going to be very jarring to them and very frightening to suddenly one day show up at school. And I'm not saying that anyone's going to hurt them, but to sit down in class and everyone is a little darker, a little not perhaps, and I'm saying perhaps, not as smart as them. And
all right, now right there sounds like a racist comment.
No, I said perhaps. I didn't say...
Well, you're leaning in that direction. 1-800-449-8686. Estella, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Where where do you get off?
Oh my God,
where do you get off saying that white people and children should be concerned about the classrooms? And why would they be scared? Why would they be scared unless there's people like you putting thoughts in their head to be scared of people like that?
Well, you know, I'm not racist at all. Steve and I have...
Yes, you are. You are so racist, and you don't even
know it.
Which is the worst...
You know...
That's the worst part of it.
When you called me a racist just now, I felt as if I was going to black out because no one has ever called me that.
You are racist.
Blacks.
And you're a bigot, and you are to make it,
Ms. Dooley, what we're trying to say is the comment you just made, there's going to be some black kids around you, and they may not be as smart.
Well, and they might
That's
be as smart.
Too. Why wouldn't they be as smart? And what does that have to do with anything?
Well, first,
you know, there's mentally disabled people in this world. You're not going to treat them different.
Okay,
you're going to love them and treat them the same and include them in the same holidays and everything else that you do.
What's that, Mr. Dooley?
I think Acela just hit the point. She said that blacks, like mentally retarded people, need to be treated equally.
That's what we're saying. We're not saying to hate. If you see a black person...
You're not saying to treat them equally.
You're saying
that white children, little white children, are going to be scared of walking into a classroom with dark people? Do you get off? What planet did
I'm
you come from?
I'm agreeing with you when you said blacks, like mentally retarded people, are people too and can be taught to do things. I'm not disagreeing.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm agreeing with you, and you don't want a white person agreeing with you. My boys have been taught...
Wait a minute. The lady probably misspoke, and I don't think her intent was to say mentally retarded people like black people. Her intent was you treat everybody good. You treat everybody...
Absolutely not. I did not mean that mentally retarded people are black people.
Well, that's what you said.
No, that is not what I said.
That wasn't her intent.
All
Steve and I are doing is training them to learn how to take instruction from an Asian or a Hispanic teacher without a normal feeling of wanting to defend yourself. That's all.
You know what? I don't understand where you started thinking that this place, this planet, was supposed to be for the white people only. This planet is for every human being that is alive and well and is living a life and is working for their families and is buying homes. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I saw a documentary the other day on TV that talked about how we're all, you know, brothers and sisters. And I really liked it.
We really agreed with it. But all we're trying to say is that a lot of the white people are going to be afraid.
I don't like that comment you made, Bobby.
Well, what else is new? Nobody's liked anything I've said tonight, and I've tried to send a message of hope.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Well, you know what? Everybody gets frightened. I can go into a white neighborhood and be...
Talking about the U.S. Census Bureau's report on the American population being 49% to 50% minority, and that by the year 2050, and that means Asians, Hispanics, blacks.
And I wanted to jump in, Phil, if I could. Steve also wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Just read it again. They're not being a minority, they're being a majority. And I think we're going to stop it.
I think what Steve is saying...
Well, all right, you don't have to call them minority. You can call them the majority if you want, but I mean, they were traditionally... the minority. Now, you are talking some things here. You're saying that white people need to be prepared. You've got a 24-hour hotline?
Yes.
For whites to call in and what?
We get a lot of panicked whites. We get a lot of people saying, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I mentioned you go into a bank to get a loan and sitting behind the desk is an Indian or one of these. And what do you do? I'm not saying the Indian isn't good at numbers, but I'm saying you're not traditionally used to sitting down and saying, you know, how much for points with an individual that at one time might have been abducting children to raise them in a native way. And so
I fail to hear the point you're making here.
You know, Mr. Hendry, one of the
and the idea that
we give you the role play.
Well, we wanted to play the song.
Are you saying we're...
Why is it so funny?
I don't understand why you're laughing. Because...
Ms. Dooley, I believe that you're worrying about something you don't need to worry about.
And I think, Mr. Hendry, as the president of a homeowners association for the last 15 years, where we have completely refurbished the gate and the security shack, we have put in an entirely new third phase pool with a cabana, two barbecue areas, where I have personally been responsible for upgrading even the townhomes with granite counters. You asked me to turn all of that over to a new generation of these, of the minorities, and I think I have a right to ask, really? And who's picking up the garbage bill? That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Summer, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
Wanted to state a few things
mm-hmm.
real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, mm-hmm. The U.S. Census mm-hmm. is stating that this is mm-hmm. going to be in about 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
not going to be overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So over
mm-hmm.
a gradual period of time, mm-hmm. more and more, quote-unquote, minorities
mm-hmm.
will be
mm-hmm.
entering into America. Our children
mm-hmm.
are not going to wake up one morning and
mm-hmm.
find eight
mm-hmm.
more minorities than
mm-hmm.
there were yesterday. This
mm-hmm.
is something that will be over a gradual process. Second, I would also like to state that the U.S. Census
mm-hmm.
has also done statistics, and those statistics do state
yeah.
that on average
exactly.
that blacks and Mexicans
right.
have an IQ lower of anywhere from 10 up to 40 points lower than the average Anglo-Saxon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would
wow.
also like to state to you
wow.
that by... Yeah,
wow.
this is another statistic.
Wow,
okay, so before you get on a talk show,
so you agree with me? You agree with me then that when those black kids
sit down,
this is not
something
our white kids should
back.
Be able
this
to say, even though he's black and he might be dumber, I should treat him equally.
All people should be treated equal, but this is
right.
not about my opinion. This is about facts.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I also just wanted to state that if you take a group of
can
people,
can I ask you just a quick question? Do you work in a party
no,
store?
I'm not.
Do you work in a party store? Do you
no,
work?
No, I'm in the medical field, ma'am.
Oh, because it sounded like you'd been around some helium or something.
Really
all right, go right ahead.
Okay, if you take a group of people and you train
mm.
them for something specific, and in your case, to help them to not be racist, which if you look in the dictionary, just quickly to all your listeners, if you look in the dictionary under racist, it means a race. We're all racist. I personally, I'm Anglo-Saxon.
Well,
you're
I don't
Italian.
Know. I don't
okay?
know what that
that's,
means.
That's,
you know,
of course
I,
you don't.
I really don't
know
what that means.
You don't know what a lot
means.
Of things mean, and I'm
going to
school you here real quick. You're putting blinders
you
on
know.
Children.
All right, let me jump in
them.
Here, because, Ms. Dooley, I saw something in brochures printed for the Western Estates community. You are targeting the year 2045, which you and your husband claim is 5 years before the minorities take over. Western Estates is refurbishing their townhomes with mud ovens and simulated adobe wall coverings. Isn't that correct?
You know, Mr. Hendry, I think it's very unfair.
Isn't it right that you're putting mud ovens in?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, my God. What? You have Mexicans and everything. I don't understand.
Are you telling me you're putting mud ovens in your townhomes to get ready for the Mexicans to move in?
You know, the disapproval that I have gotten since I've been on your program from you and women like this one who think she knows everything...
You know, I'm not telling you what I...
You
I'm
really
not giving
do.
You opinion. I'm giving
no, you really,
facts
really do.
Statistics. Here's the one opinion I will give you, though.
Don't you think it's right to put a mud oven in a home?
I think it's... I think that if somebody wants a mud oven in their home,
mm-hmm.
they'll put a mud oven in their home,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you more of a prejudging to a particular race for
mm-hmm.
you to put a mud oven in a home with that pre-idealized thought that this person is going to want a mud oven because they're of the Mexican ethnic group, regardless of the
yeah,
fact
you
that
think
they're
you know
in the
so
United
much.
States of
yeah.
America.
You know, you think you know so much. Do you know how to make a corn tortilla? No, I don't think you do. So before you leap, look... Oh, she's laughing now.
Well, what has that got to do with it, making a corn tortilla?
You know what, Summer? I want to say one more thing. The casting call for the Munchkins was last week. I'm sorry. Have your agent call us. Jesus.
All right, that's a personal attack on the lady. And
it's okay.
All
right, Summer, thank you. You made some very educated points. I appreciate those very much. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, the way you've been sucking on everybody's right rear cheek.
All right, now we're going to have to deal with the FCC on that.
What
you just said. The Phil Hendry Show. Ernesto, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yes, sir, fine.
I just want to make a
mm-hmm.
quick comment to this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are the
mm-hmm.
most racist person I've ever met, even heard on national
what
radio.
Other than Detroit?
And I don't even
together.
Think. I don't even think you even know it. And your friends, the cooks, need to have a serious sit-down talk with you. I mean,
these
because
are, who are they?
Because I tell you what, I
the
tell
black
you
couple
what,
that
I mean,
you laugh
I,
and dance
I,
and sing with.
Oh yes, they are a lovely couple, and their children are in school with ours.
Well, I tell you what, they need to have a serious sit down and talk with you, because in order, I mean, if you are a true friend to these guys, to these people, I mean, I don't think you guys have to role play
right.
in order to be friends with them. I mean,
yeah.
in order to dinner or go dancing.
Yeah, I could ask you, as a reasonable man, are you Hispanic?
Yes, I am, and
all
I'm
right.
married to a beautiful Asian.
Okay.
And I have two beautiful kids.
Do you find
and I work.
Anything offensive about a mud oven?
Do I see anything offensive about it?
With a mud oven, yeah.
If I order the mud oven myself, no.
No, these come standard in all of the townhomes that we anticipate will be the primary targets of purchase by Hispanic Californians.
Well, I mean, if
in other words, Ernesto, what she's saying is they put these mud ovens in homes where they think Hispanics are going to move in because that's how you guys cook. That's what she's saying.
You know, you put it very hatefully, Mr. Andrew. You really put it very hatefully.
That is so ridiculous.
You know,
I mean, this is the modern age. I mean, even in Mexico, we don't have. Even in Mexico, they are using gas ovens now.
I wasn't familiar with that. That's good to know. Because
what do you mean that's good to know? There's something else, too. Your son was arrested 3 nights ago driving a Dodge Durango that was not street legal. It was 3 inches off of the pavement. And he gave the arresting officer the reason, I'm getting ready for the Mexicans. What's that mean?
You try to make everything racist, Mr. Henry.
Oh, come on, Ms. Dooley. You advised your son to lower his Durango down so it wasn't street legal. He's got on chain rims. He's got the chain driving wheel. The steering wheel, I should say. That's a lot of that is car club stuff. Some of it's gangbanger stuff. Is that how you relate to all Mexican people?
This is how I relate to the wonderful, wonderful Mexican people.
There tells me you are the most racist person on this earth.
I
cannot believe that you're doing this stuff.
That I want my
this
children
modern of age of
that I
of,
want
of
my children to be accepted in the new United States of America makes me racist. That I want my children.
Ms. Dooley, you don't have any idea. Just because a kid lowers his Durango doesn't mean that he's now officially Hispanic. And just because you put mud ovens in a townhome doesn't mean Native American families are going to want to move in. And just because some guy sits behind a desk who's a loan officer and he happens to look like a mesquite Indian vegetable picker doesn't mean you're going to become more of a egalitarian human being. This is what this man's saying and officer's saying. Just be a human being, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Just be you, huh? Yeah, sure.
No, just be a human being, not be him. Be yourself, but come on now. Don't be racist, as much racist as
listen
you are.
Listen to this.
I'm
mean,
hanging
that
up
is
on
so
her.
Racist.
Yeah,
mean,
she's a freaking
that.
Racist. And the whole idea of this is whites are nervous because minorities are going to be some 50% of the country. I appreciate your phone call, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. There's Bobby getting all the white folks prepared for the invasion of Native American families that are going to want to have that mud oven option. Yeah, what are some of the options you are? Well, you look brown enough. We've got the mud oven. The mud oven, and we have, don't forget, the deerskin sweat lodge in the backyard, too, is a really nice feature. All right, 1-800-449, now selling at...
Jesus, you really spit it out. Cat got your tongue?
Now selling at Western Estates. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
To the point that I've called in, I've never called a radio show in my life.
You know, I find it funny that people are appalled with me. I'm trying to help this country protect itself from the inevitability of a mutant-producing radiological...
Will you come on with that?
Are you psychic?
Well, I'm not psychic, but I can certainly read the news. They did it in Madrid.
Really?
They changed the government. If they could do it over here and change Bush's government, Blair's government, and in London, they'll do it as well.
You know what you remind me of? You remind
well,
me of one of those traveling salesmen back in the 1800s selling their elixirs.
Well, that may be true,
that's
ma'am.
What
but
sound like.
You know, you can make it about me, but it's about Al Qaeda and what they want to do.
It's
to this
not
country.
About you. You're on a political kick, and you don't
right.
want.
So you think it's all a big fairy tale? You think it's all a big fairy tale?
I think it's ridiculous that you're trying to scare the American women.
Are you of childbearing years?
Sweetie, I'm 36 years old and I've born four children.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, nobody, not you, or any other man is going to be able to scare me or anybody else that I know of into buying some lead-lined suit that you can't prove to me is going to work.
Wait a second. Everyone knows that lead inhibits radiation. Why do you wear a lead apron when you get your teeth x-rayed? Hello? cheek?
I don't know, but you know what?
Well,
I bet you're not going
to
put it over your eye sockets, and you're not going to put it over your whole body.
You
so there's
going to
be somewhere for it to seep into, isn't there?
You can get lead contact lenses. There are ways of...
You're going to be flopping around like a fish with the rest of us. So why
it's not me.
You're saying
I'm talking about
crap?
You pushing out another mutant when the rest of the world's trying to...
I wish I knew where you were right now, because I'm going to tell you something. Anybody who has the unmitigated gall, I bet you don't even know what that is. How about you go look it up? I bet you don't have any clue. You have no clue about anything that you're talking about.
You wish you knew where I was. You could come and make love to me.
Is that it? People with fins. You have lost your mind.
Ma'am.
You know what?
I'm just trying to put an end to these types of afflictions.
You opened a big can of worms, mister, because I'm going to tell you something.
I want you. Well, what do they look like?
They're beautiful.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, wait, what does that mean? What do they look like?
Well, if she hasn't got a problem with mutants, maybe she's already popped out three or four. This is what I'm trying to say. One out there.
Wait a second.
I bet you're a KKK agent, aren't you?
Well, I'm not the one with the southern accent. But anyway,
I don't have a problem with any people.
Ma'am,
but I bet I do have people with you because you're ignorant.
So
and
you
you're on the radio. Oh, my God. How the hell did you make it to radio?
Ma'am, I have...
Look at Mr. McNamara. Rather than engage in insults of my caller, I want to know an answer to this woman's question, which is, you are not psychic. You don't know that there's going to be a terror strike. Yes, Spain. Yes, there have been incidents, but we have a security office here.
Oh, come on. Will you, Mr. Henry? Anybody knows that one radiological bomb, and this woman's got a kid growing a hand out of the top of his head, and then she's going to wish to God I was around with a lead-lined suit. But no, she's giving me crap right now. But like I said to the other lady... They gave crap to a guy by the name of Noah. Maybe you heard about him. He was building a boat, and they said, hey, old man, you're stupid. And in a lot of ways, I feel like Noah, trying to tell people what, you know, they don't want to listen to me. Go ahead, have a kid with a...
Then why don't you try a different marketing tactic instead of attacking the American women and making it seem like we're so stupid and, oh, my God, there's a bomb. Oh, God, I got to run out and buy this idiot suit for $800. You have lost your friggin' mind.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you that if you don't want to buy the suit, one of your neighbors will, and then they will, when you're knocking on the door wanting you and your three-legged kid to get in, they won't let you in. So, you know.
You know what? I hope some person somewhere tonight does something about you, because you know what?
You have no business on the radio running your mouth. You know, I've been
None.
Trying to help the American people, and you're violent. All you want to do is wish ill. I wish good on you. I wish
good
really? On
the American people. Wishing good on somebody with hands growing out of head?
No, I said I hope you don't give birth to a kid with a hand growing out of his head. Did you hear what I said?
You're going to be the one standing back going, ha-ha, I told you,
You've got four children, huh? And with you being so cheap, those four kids of yours will be giving birth to kids with heads growing off of their thighs. Thanks a lot.